Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, June 26. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, St. Martin Primary secures a 4 of 5 top spots in the 2017 Grade 6 National Assessment. Aruba Airlines plans to commence daily flights between Aruba and CJIA in Guyana from 7th July 2017. And a Chinese Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo moved from prison to hospital after diagnosed with terminal liver cancer. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. Details of these and more stories coming up.
Hey, replace, upgrade, or treat yourself to something new. Yes, you can with Quartz Ready Finance. Low monthly payments, flexible payment terms, and the assurance that your payments are protected against unforeseen events. So get what you need now with nothing to pay until next term and instant same-day approval. Yes, you can with Quartz Ready Finance. Quartz, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month end to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Lingering moisture and instability associated with the passage of a tropical wave will result in cloudiness and scattered showers across parts of the island chain mainly during the morning. However, a gradual drying out of the atmosphere can be expected as the day progresses. Hazy and breezy conditions will be evident. Meanwhile, a tropical wave located in the central tropical Atlantic is expected in the area Wednesday into Thursday. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 7 feet. Small craft operators are advised to exercise care due to reduced visibility and high winds resulting in above normal seas. St. Martin Primary School has dominated the top positions in the 2017 Grade 6 National Assessment, securing 4 of 5 top spots in the results released this Monday morning. Adeola Xavier, Naila Alexis, Carol Joseph, and Calissa George of the St. Martin Primary School, and Stelion Fontaine, the sole male student in the top 5 from the Temple SDA, all obtained Grade A's. Minister Catherine Daniel represented Education Minister Peter Sejour.
The top performers now in the 2017 examinations were, and I'm just going to give all names and the schools because they all had A's, all A's, so they all obtained 4 A's. The names of the children from the St. Martin Primary School, Adeola Xavier, from the Temple SDA Primary, Dillion Fontaine, a male, so we have one male in the midst. And all the 3 others are from the St. Martin Primary School. Nalia Alexis, Karel Joseph, and Calissa George. So out of the 5 top students, the St. Martin School has captured 4 places and 1 place of the Ceylon boy, his only boy, to the Temple SDA Second Primary School. And congratulations to all of them. For a job well done.
Meanwhile, Pioneer Prep has been awarded the top performing school in this year's Grade 6 National Assessment.
Now, the top performing schools, Miss Robinson eloquently told you how they arrive at the top performing schools, and they are in order: the Pioneer Preparatory School, the Lighthouse Christian Academy, Petit Savan Primary School in spite of the storm, St. Martin Primary, Ebenezer Seventh-day Adventist School, Roosevelt Douglas Primary School, St. Mary's Primary, Berean Christian Academy, and the Convent Preparatory. I need you to congratulate the top performers and the top performing schools, and I wish all the students proceeding to secondary school God's guidance as they go on to pursue further academic success.
1,004 students, 477 girls, and 527 boys sat the examination this year. 100 were awarded scholarships and 86 were awarded bursaries. Journalist Kalal John Baptist was held up and questioned at Gatwick International Airport in London as he was told he was traveling from a high-risk country. John Baptist described the 15-minute ordeal on Q95's hot seat Monday morning, saying it was an embarrassing situation. John Baptist, who is currently in Brussels for a European Union conference with 13 other regional journalists, had at the time just arrived in London on flight BA2256, where he had to remain in transit for a few days before traveling to Brussels for the conference.
I went to this immigration office. It's a Muslim lady. And then I went through there. She asked me what was my purpose in London. I told her that I was in transit. And she asked me for my return ticket. I had that. She asked me for documents, which I produced. And then she said, I saw she's writing something because I was straight up to her. Then she said to me that she's going to detain me and she's going to withhold. She's going to hold my passport. I said, well, detain me for what? And then she said to me, hold on a while. Her supervisor is coming. The supervisor came and he asked me the first question, what are you doing in London? I told him he had my passport. He asked me a few questions. And then he asked me to if I was okay with him searching my bag. Where was my bag? I had my carry-on. He carried my carry-on up to customs. He took my bag from the belt. It was already out. He opened my carry-on. He asked me if I had drugs. I said, I don't deal drugs. He asked me if I had cigarettes. I said, I don't deal with cigarettes. He asked me what else that I had. I told him I had some Pancho Cuba that I bought in Antigua for my sister. I had a duty-free. I showed him that. He said, oh, very good. He closed my bag. And he said, thank you very much. You okay? Then I told him that I'm a retired FIFA referee. He said, seriously? And then we started engaging in football, et cetera, et cetera. And then as we were moving across, he said to me, you know, it's not anything for you to be worried about, is that you're coming from a high-profile country. And I said, what? He said, yeah. And then all I wanted to do was get out because it was about between 10 to 15 minutes. Now, remember that they had already given me this border force detention paper. So I related the matter to my sister. They did not take it back from me, stamped my passport, and I was gone.
Financial crime consultant Kenneth Rijok is dismissing rumors that he is being paid to write controversial blogs about Dominica, which portray the island in a negative light. Rijok says these rumors are part of a plot to sully his reputation. He went on to insist that he has not been paid by the opposition in Dominica or by any other entity for any of his statements or any article he wrote on Dominica.
People are constantly saying that I'm being paid by the opposition. I'm being paid by unknown third parties. Trust me, I have neither solicited nor received one penny from anybody for any of the articles that I've done or any of the statements that I have made in public or in private. It's just strictly the shoot the messenger mentality of the Skerrick government that whenever anybody wants to talk about corruption, they try to kill the messenger one way or the other. Usually, they try to damage his reputation. But in my youth, I was a money launderer. Of course, that was 40 years ago. Mr. Skerritt and Mr. Astafan and the rest of those usual suspects have tried to impeach me by saying that I have no background that would, of course, be trustworthy. What they are totally ignoring is the fact that not only have I spent the last 20 years of my life as a consultant to the banking world, I am also a consultant to the law enforcement world. And they conveniently don't wish to hear about such a thing. So therefore, they just want to impeach my credibility as much as they can. But I assure you, there isn't any money going back and forth. And I am not covering up anything.
Dominica is a foreign affairs minister. Senator Francine Baron has urged the United States government to reconsider its decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. Last week, Senator Baron represented Dominica at the General Assembly of the Association of American States, OAS, which was held in Mexico. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that he withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement, in effect ensuring the world's second largest emitter of greenhouse gases will quit the international efforts to address dangerous global warming.
The impact of more severe hurricanes and the destruction of our most valued tourism assets, our beaches and coral reefs, and the damage to our infrastructure threaten to reverse the developmental gains that we have made. Our efforts to attain the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations cannot be achieved without dealing with the causes of climate change. The agreement of all member states of the United Nations to the Paris Climate Accord held out hope to all small island developing states. The commitments of countries, especially the major emitters of greenhouse gases, to reduce their emissions through a series of mitigation measures has been estimated by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change to change the trajectory of global warming.
A public seminar on Principle 10 of Rio Declaration and the LAC process got underway Friday at the Office of Disaster Management. The seminar sought to address access to information, participation, and justice on environmental matters in Latin America and the Caribbean. Minister of Health and Environment, Dr. Kenneth Daru, said the government has taken the necessary steps towards the implementation of provisions under Principle 10.
The impact of more severe hurricanes and the destruction of
American banks are being forced by their regulators.
Here in Dominica, the government has taken steps to implement the provisions of Principle 10 by including access rights in our draft environmental legislation entitled Climate Change Environment and National Resource Management Bill 2016. Section 21 of the bill calls for the establishment of a registry. And 21 subsection 2 states that all documents maintained and kept in the Environment Registry will be made available for public review and scrutiny, and the general public will have open access to all documents filed in the registry during normal working hours. And again, I want to remind you, not if, when adopted. Section 24 deals with nation state of the environmental reports. We have joined the process during the fifth meeting of the negotiating committee in Santiago, Chile, November 2016. We are convinced that there is merit in participating in the Principle 10 Regional Agreement because, one, it aims to deepen democracies and social cohesion, build trust in adopted decisions, eliminate asymmetries, and prevent socio-economic conflicts. It offers to redefine the traditional relations between the state, the market, and the society. Three, it contributes to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and four, we think it's a good platform for also for regional integration here in the Caribbean.
And Agriculture Minister Johnson Drago has revealed that he is thinking of beginning the export of local chicken. He claims that the chicken and pork being produced at the local abattoir is of top quality. The minister also encouraged Dominicans to support the local markets in every aspect of agriculture.
But the abattoir, as I speak, is processing quality chicken and quality pork for local consumption. I may have to start thinking, and I'm already thinking of it, of the export of all local chicken so that we can sustain all of the chicken that our farmers are producing at this time. Because the abattoir is giving us top quality product, fresh product. So there is a core group of people in Dominica who no longer eat imported chicken because they know the imported chicken. They do not know what time it was slaughtered. They are not sure what condition it was slaughtered. They don't know the state of the place. They are not sure the quality of the chicken. So they burn that. And I want more people to do that in Dominica. Eat chicken and pork from your abattoir. Let us support local markets. In every aspect of agriculture, my dear people, let us support what is ours. When you go to town and you go to the supermarket, buy Dominica products first. And if something is missing and you cannot find it locally, then you buy something that comes from overseas. Drink Lubier and Tabiton water. That is your water. By drinking Lubier and Tabiton water, you are creating a job for some young person from somewhere on the island. Let us support ours first. Let us push Dominica forward by every one of us playing our part.
In more news, Aruba Airlines plans to commence daily flights between Aruba and the Chetty Jagan International Airport, CJIA, in Guyana from 7th July 2017. The CJIA's US $200 million modernization and expansion project is expected to be completed by the end of 2017. However, the government is finding it very difficult to attract reputable airlines to land at the new airport. Aruba Airlines was founded in 2006 and currently has an its fleet, an Airbus 319-2320 and an order to Embraer ERJ-145. The Airbus 320 has the range to ply the Aruba-New York route. JetBlue uses the same type of aircraft to ply the Aruba-JFK route. And Chinese Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo has been moved from prison to hospital after being diagnosed with terminal liver cancer. Mr. Liu, a human rights campaigner, was jailed in 2009 on subversion charges for calling for greater democracy. His lawyer says he's being treated in hospital in northern Liaoning province after being diagnosed a month ago. His wife, Liu Xia, has been under house arrest since her husband won the award in 2010, but has never been charged. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. St. Martin Primary secures a 4 of 5 atop spots in the 2017 Grade 6 National Assessment, written by 477 girls and 527 boys. Aruba Airlines plans to commence daily flights between Aruba and CJIA in Guyana from July 7, 2017. And a Chinese Nobel Peace Laureate, Liu Xiaobo, moved from prison to hospital after being diagnosed with terminal liver cancer. The news has brought you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.